Miguel Bradford is next. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you. Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. My name is Abigail Bradford. I'm a resident of Stillwater and live about 8 miles from the Juniper Ridge landfill. I'm also Maine Conservation Alliance's outreach manager. MCA is a statewide organization representing more than 8,500 members and supporters dedicated to protecting Maine's environment and our democracy. I'm here today testifying on behalf of the Environmental Priorities Coalition in support of LD 1639, an act to protect the health and welfare of Maine communities and reduce harmful solid waste. The EPC is a partnership of 32 conservation, environmental, and public health organizations. We represent over 120,000 members in Maine and work together to protect the good health, good jobs, and way of life that our environment provides. LD 1639 is priority legislation for our coalition in 2021. Others testifying today have and will tell you about why Maine has become a dumping ground for other states' banned hazardous waste and how this bill will fix that. There's also more information in my written testimony. Today, I want to touch on one particularly troubling aspect of this issue. In my previous job, I studied our solid waste system and learned about the highly toxic makeup of the liquid leachate that landfills produce, which contains arsenic, lead, dioxins, PFAS compounds, and much more. I read case study after case study of communities who suffered public health disasters as this leachate made its way into their drinking water supplies. The leachate from GRL is being discharged into the Penobscot River after being insufficiently treated at the Nine Dragons paper mill in Old Town. This water treatment facility is designed to treat mill waste, not landfill leachate, which contains an immense suite of hazardous chemicals in high concentrations. This is one of the most horrifying examples of leachate treatment I came across in 3 years of research. This is a threat to my community's drinking water. This is a threat to those of us who have swum in the Penobscot River for years, unaware of what's being pumped into it. This is a threat to the Penobscot River that is one with the Penobscot people. This contributes to pollution that makes it sometimes unsafe to eat foods from the shore, such as fiddleheads, to eat fish often from its waters, and to drink the water ever. All practices that have sustained the Penobscot people for millennia. This is an issue of environmental injustice. On behalf of all 32 EPC partner organizations and our many thousands of members and supporters, I urge you to vote opt to pass on LD 1639. Thank you for the opportunity to present this testimony to you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Abigail Bradford from the committee? All right, not seeing any. Thank you.